I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Come to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
Nightside on KSL.
Credibility, also absurd news.
Alex, as with everything else, I will eventually be proven right on this.
And as usual, you'll be super annoying about it.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey, as always, bringing you the most important news of
yeah,
the day,
right. Yeah, right.
Of the week, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah,
thanks
right.
so much, by
oh,
the way.
Yeah.
Alex, today's most important story with the with international diplomacy and turmoil and the American markets as up and down and volatile as they've been in a long time. This headline out of the Associated Press: vomiting vultures completely take over couple's luxury vacation home.
Oh.
West Palm Beach, Florida. Dateline, West Palm Beach, Florida. A New York couple bought their $702,000 luxury vacation home with the hopes of spending the cold New York winters down in Florida. Now they're afraid they can't even visit it, let alone list it, let alone make any kind of money off of it, because they say that it's infected by a smell as bad as, quote, a thousand rotting corpses. These are vultures. These are protected black vultures, dozens of whom have started milling about their property. They can't get them to leave. They have to park their car in the garage. They have to pull all the way into the garage to get in and out of the car because the birds peck at them with their beaks.
Oh, my.
They blame
vultures
a neighbor.
Vultures are... You don't mess with a vulture. Those things, I mean, the beaks are built to tear tough, dead, already jerkified meat from the bones.
The birds have destroyed screen enclosures and have overtaken the pool and barbecue. It's not just their home. Next door neighbor,
this is
Cheryl
in Florida,
Katz,
right?
This is in Florida.
Yeah, so when you said the pool enclosures, like those pool screens, those are also not just like little flimsy nets. Those are like metal wires they've torn open.
That's right, yeah. So they say that there's a person in the neighborhood who's been feeding the vultures, like roasted chickens and things like that, because apparently they love vultures.
Little,
but they're causing
here,
this huge,
guy.
Huge problem. Now listen, one of their neighbors, Cheryl Katz, she described this, what happened to her. She said the vultures tore through her pool enclosure, and then they couldn't figure out how to get out. Now, listen to how she tells this. Imagine, this is a quote, imagine 20 vultures trapped, biting each other, and they can bite through bones, she says. They would bang against my windows, running away from a bird that was attacking them. Blood was everywhere. It was a vile, vicious, traumatic event, and it was Memorial Day, so no company I called would come out to help me.
Why are they acting like? These are statements you make when you want there to be a lawsuit where you can get money, right? My children have been affected for years. There's blood coming out of their eyes. They've never been, and my kids haven't even been able to sleep since then, and I lost my job. So they just start throwing little indicators out there as to like why they want some financial compensation.
Alex, if there was a neighbor who was feeding vultures.
Yeah.
And there were 20 of them pooping on your house in your yard.
Vomiting.
Tearing things up. What would you do about that neighbor?
Yeah. About the neighbor?
Well, it's the neighbor's fault. The birds are just doing their thing.
But see, the neighbor thing's a theory. They're like, they think it's a neighbor who fed them chicken.
No, there's ongoing feeding.
Why aren't they calling the Department of, isn't there a DWR of Florida? An FDWR? What's the problem? Because honestly,
Neighborhood Association President.
Can you put a silencer on a shotgun?
Well, you can. It's not going to get it all the way silent.
The suppressor lets one BB of the shot come out.
it would suppress it down to the volume of, your neighbors might hear it and go, I'm going to allow it. If that's what I think it might be, I'm going to allow it.
I'm going to allow it. I think that he's shooting the birds, and I'm okay with it.
So, Neighborhood Association President.
Well, they're probably protected. Neighbors have witnessed stupid protected birds.
Neighbors have witnessed this neighbor giving bags of dog food, spreading out bags of dog food and roasted chicken,
wow.
things like that.
Yeah.
Neighborhood Association President Gordon Holness says they've warned the woman.
Of course, it's some neighborhood president named Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon's at your door with Gordon's at your door with socks and sandals and shorts, and he's like, "Can I talk to you for a minute about this vulture problem?"
He's there with socks and sandals, explanation for why he can't do anything about your problem, but a warning that you have too many flowers in the flower.
Well, now I was just gonna say he'll hit you with a fine from the HOA for sure.
I just noticed that you were parked about 6 inches closer to the driveway than we'd like you to be.
Now that's going to be a warning, but next time your wife does it, it's going to have to leave. It's going to be
next time we'll put a lien against your home,
jeez.
And you'll lose pool privileges. So he says this. He says they've warned the woman, but they're limited in what they can do because the vultures, as migratory birds, are protected by federal law.
Yeah,
but see, here's the thing: the birds are protected by federal law. The woman is not protected by federal law in the same way.
No, you can shoot her
all day.
She didn't migrate.
We shouldn't laugh at that. That's terrible.
She didn't migrate.
Pardon me. Are you a migratory bird? A federally protected migratory bird?
No, it's like this.
No?
Hey, Lucille, you going anywhere this summer? She goes, nope. You go,
perfect.
That's a murdering.
Should have told us you were going to see your cousin in North Carolina.
We kid about murdering.
We do. They say they've spoken to someone at the U.S. Wildlife Service and learned it's very difficult to get a permit to kill a black vulture. At what point, though, can you kill the animal in self-defense?
What about
defense
just,
of your property?
Yeah.
Because if it were a person.
What's kind of like if there's like a protected owl on your property and they're like, and you're like, it burrowed into my chimney.
Skull.
Our entire attic is just 100% bird poop and other owls now, and they're like, you can't do anything about it. They're protected.
But hear me out on this, though. What if you were at your house and a person started pooping and vomiting all over your property?
A person started pooping and vomiting.
Started breaking up your pool enclosure.
No, imagine it. Imagine it's 11 meth heads down in Florida, and they're biting each other. And they
started attacking you when you were getting in and out of your car, which is what these birds are doing.
Right. No, and then you take it to Texas. You're actually required by law to shoot them in the face.
They don't have to come anywhere close to your property.
Castle laws in Texas. You can hear about it, travel to Florida, kill them, and then go back and still claim castle law.
I suspect this person might vomit on my property. I'm just going to shoot him right now.
Anybody who vomits on anybody else's stuff, all the Uber drivers carrying guns around, they're all you think you might throw up, Phil? Show them the gun, brandish a weapon.
Yep.
I'm all for it. I'm all for coming up with new situations and being able to.
People have suggested scaring them with fireworks or balloons. Back to the birds.
I can't believe the city just has no recourse. Like they're like, no, these super dangerous animals that are flocking at these people's homes and destroying them, there's nothing we can do. There's just nothing we can do. I can't imagine anything we could do.
I think it's a nothing we want to do.
Yeah.
I bet after the story comes out, they'll find something. Who's they'll be the, like, who's well, the gal? All right, if you're going to go to the media.
Who's the gal who actually is the one feeding them? Like, is she lonely? Has Catwoman stepped it up a notch?
They don't say anything about
her. Are her kids missing? What is it? Or not missing, but I mean like moved out of the house.
They're not pets, Karen.
Maybe they are. Maybe her kids are missing. Maybe that's a problem. If I bring the vultures home, they'll come home. All right.
I don't understand.
We got to take the break here. When we come back, we've got a Zen headline. Yeah?
Yeah, man.
You've got one?
Yeah, we're going to help you finish your day happy here on the Nightside Project.
Before we do that, I'm going to terrorize you because I've got a Trump story, too.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know. Sorry. All right.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
right, welcome back. It's the Nice Side Project. What?
No, nothing. I could tell you had the music up in your headphones because I said, no, I'm not ready.
Well, I thought you said you had a headline ready in a minute here.
Yeah, but first we got to do your.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, let me turn on this Trump story real quick, though. Let's just listen up. Maybe it's something that. Because it's a story. Ethan, here's a story. It's a story about Donald Trump apologizing.
So it's fake news.
Do I have your attention now? Donald Trump has reportedly apologized.
This is not.
What do you mean it's not? No, listen.
This is not true.
Well, I'll tell you why. Here are the circumstances. So
all right.
They're at a rally, right?
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
Oh, no. Did he apologize for insulting that guy?
The fat guy.
So, you're kidding. He really did.
Well, here's what happened. So Donald Trump, there's a guy in the crowd, and he said, and there were protesters there in the crowd.
Yeah.
And he points at one of these guys and says, that guy has a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising, fatty. And then he says, get him out of here, please. He's got a bigger problem than I do.
No fatties, get him out of here.
Got a bigger problem than all of us, end quote. Right? So now here's the problem. Is that
Donald Trump is actually fatter than he is? Because Donald Trump is the fattest president in modern American history.
Well, when you say modern, I mean Taft was stuck in a tub. Still
in,
is.
In
some
the
say 1800s. Some say to this day he's still stuck in that tub in the
you
White
can
House.
Still hear the squeaking.
Let me out of here, Martha.
Gurgle, gurgle.
A couple toots here and there. Now listen. So here's why the apology happened. Because the protesters who were there were like, huh? And they're looking around. And there were protesters there, but it was just near one of Trump's supporters who was the fat guy.
He lit up one of his own guys.
So the White House has said, a White House official has said that there was an apology voicemail left for a man, a supporter, who they found out was a supporter instead of a protester. The apology was left on the man's voicemail shortly after Donald Trump singled him out at the re-election rally. Who's this guy?
My goodness.
Hey, fatty. Get out of here.
I want to apologize. I'm going to...
I just love that. I just love the idea of him being like...
Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you...
I love fat people. I'm a fat person.
A coupon for 35 cents off a MAGA hat. The phenomenal hats. I don't know if you've ever seen these before. The best hats in history politics.
I just thought it was... Look, I thought it was an amazing
story. 35
cents
off. So that's only $14. That's free. I gave him a free hat.
I thought it was an amazing
$14.
Story. People say that Donald Trump doesn't apologize. Exhibit A. Boom.
Well... He showed us.
So there you go. All right, now we can get to it.
I apologize all the time. People call me, totally famous people you totally know, call me all the time and they say, Donald, no one apologizes
like
better
you.
Than Trump.
All right, there's our headline music. That means you can finish your day happy here after hearing that story.
This is a Zen headline and an opportunity at the same time. Police in El Paso, Texas. Are asking for the Police in El Paso, Texas are asking for the public's help in finding a man. This is related to the Walmart massacre earlier this month. They're looking for a man who is believed to have saved several people.
Oh.
Including an infant. In a call for assistance on Facebook, they hailed the unidentified man as a hero. They said his rescue efforts were critical and... saying that he needs to be identified and interviewed by investigators. This, of course, was the massacre of 22 people. Killed, 22 people killed, dozens more injured.
Let's say that you see that. First of all, it's the most traumatic event you've ever been a part of. How quick are you to respond to the police who want to find you? It's like, I don't want to be interviewed. I don't want to relive that.
They have security camera footage of him.
Yeah,
so they released
awful.
A photo and they said, we believe this hero helped save several lives, including an infant. Crimes Against Persons is requesting the community's help in identifying the person in the picture.
What are they going to do when they
His
find
His actions
it?
At Walmart were critical and life-saving. Well, they're obviously going to deport him. I mean, it's a ruse.
Well, I mean, like...
You're a hero. Thanks so much. Hope someone with your kids right now.
My kids?
No, I'm talking about this guy.
No, I don't know where my kids are. If you're wondering, I have no clue.
I suspect that they'll deport him.
They'll call him in. We're looking for this man. Anybody know him? He saved a ton of people.
Well, that's why...
We're going to have to ask you a couple really critical questions, but like, bring your...
Well, that's
bring
why...
Bring your papele. Yeah. Bring your papers.
Maybe that's... You know what? Maybe that's why he hasn't shown his face.
You know what I wish they because would do? If he did save a bunch of people, like, throw him some money, man. Get a GoFundMe going.
But I'm just saying, I wonder if that's why he hasn't come forward.
Yeah, because he's not from here.
Well,
yeah.
The reason why that government targeted Walmart is because it's an area that is full
predominantly
of
Hispanic.
Undocumented immigrants and Hispanic people. And
what's weird about it is that so he waited for the store to be basically just full of Hispanic people.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, a few more white people left. Good. Now I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway. Well, good for this guy. I hope he did. And I hope
they find him. I hope they respect him. I hope they show him some respect.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, if they do go, can I see some identification? Come on. Just hail the guy and talk to him and then say thank you so much. Maybe have him meet the family so he's really affected. And then there you go. So there you go. There's our Zen headline music for the
Even just whether or not he gets a huge reward, even just to show that people are wrong about immigrants, you know?
Yeah, give him that 34 cents off that MAGA hat. Oh, that's terrible. All right. Until next episode, we'll be again around doing more episodes. You can download, subscribe
it.
The podcast.
You said it.
Until there's another time. Until there's another time where you are listening to a show on your ear pods, you shall be able to download other shows there, too.
Thou shalt download.
Not five. Five is right out.
This is that awkward moment in radio where we all have this happen sometimes where you don't quite know how to stop talking.
Yeah. No, and then you have things like the holy hand grenade of in what's it called in Monty Python comes up. Bring the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Is that how people know that you don't know how to wrap it up?
Yeah, I start bringing up the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Alex falls back on holy hand grenade, episode's over. Just press stop. Go to the next one.
All right, we'll be back for another episode. That's all I wanted to say.
All right,
Preetha Miller, I'm Alex Curie. See you next time, everybody.